May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. St. Augustine had a quote, and I love it, and I think it's perfect for this particular lesson. This is the very perfection of a person, to find out our own imperfection. And certainly, the Pharisee hadn't gotten there yet, but the tax collector did. But for us, just for us, before I get into the gospel, everybody fails. Everybody sins. We are always making mistakes. But as St. Augustine says, what makes us perfect, or what makes us righteous before God, is the fact that we realize it and we turn to God. We don't pretend we don't have errors in our personal actions and in our lives. We don't think that we're superior to others, but we're humble like the tax collector. That's what the lessons are always trying to teach us today. In other words, when we make a mistake, when we sin, how we respond, what we learn from it, what we actually do, how we grow, that shows our life with God or our life when we depend on ourselves. And it's when we depend on God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is when we continue to grow and to help others and to also get God's forgiveness. So we can ask ourselves, do we depend on Him or ourselves? And that's something we can ask every time we make an error, every time we sin. Do we turn to God or just forget about it? Now Jesus, we all know that He came. His ministry was not for the righteous, but for sinners. Jesus was always hanging out with sinners, and we know that He was always getting, let's say, the Pharisees were always mumbling or arguing or just very grumpy about the whole bit that Jesus was hanging out with sinners. And one time I even ran into somebody at Tops, and they said, well, I'm going to come to your church because the people at this church, I'm not going to say what church, they all sin, and then they come to church and they think they're wonderful, and they go out and they all sin. And I looked at the person and I said, well, I'm going to tell you right now, you don't want to come to our church then. And I said, because boy, we have sinners in the pews here. And I said, the biggest one is the priest. That's me. We can't fool ourselves. All of us are humble before God. All of us sin. But we're encouraged because we're loved by God. We're forgiven by Him. So here we go. Jesus explains it right off. He says, to some who trusted in themselves, they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. And He was talking about the Pharisees. We all know that Pharisees had elite status. They were highly educated. Socially, the top of the top. They were very respected. They knew the law. They knew God's law 100%, every facet of it. But they weren't really obeying it by being in love with God. They weren't obeying it and helping their fellow family members or friends or even strangers. The Pharisees were not all of them, but the Pharisees were more impressed with themselves than with God, and that's what Jesus was trying to teach them. So He said two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. And just a little bit about tax collectors. In those days, they would contract, the government would contract Roman, or you can say Gentile, and Jewish tax collectors. And tax collectors could charge as much as they wanted or as little as they wanted, just as long as the government got what was due to them. So if you had a Jewish tax collector who was making bank and just rolling in dough, you know that they were overcharging. And some of them would even probably sell their own mothers to get ahead, but not all of them. And that's the same thing with the Pharisees. Not all the Pharisees were bad. Not all the tax collectors were bad. And vice versa. Not all of the Pharisees were great, and not all of the tax collectors were great. But here it goes. The Pharisee who's standing there says, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves and rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. And here comes the very superiority complex. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. He's tooting his own horn. Like God doesn't know what's going on with him in his heart and in his mind. Not a very good attitude. And then here comes the tax collector. The tax collector was standing far off. He realized his sin enough that he would not even look up to heaven because he didn't feel worthy of God's forgiveness. And he was beating his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me. Be merciful to me, a sinner. So what does Jesus say? He says, this man goes down to his home justified, the tax collector, rather than the Pharisee. Now, justified means righteous before God. His humility, his willingness to admit he was such a sinner before God and ask for his mercy and forgiveness, he was humble before God. That is a right action to have before our Lord, our God. And that's why he was justified when he went home. The exact opposite of what the Pharisee was thinking. So for ourselves, every moment of every day, we can kind of like do a self-examination. Anybody ever do that? You know, think of what, should I really have said that? Wow, I should not have done that. Do we forget about it? Or do we turn to the Lord, maybe with our heads bowed, because we know we've sinned, and say, have mercy on me, like this tax collector? Who do we compare ourselves to? The only person we should compare ourselves to is Jesus Christ. That's it. We shouldn't say, oh, well, I'm better than that person. Oh, I give much more than that person. Or, oh, I do more work than that person. None of that counts. Because what we do is only to stem from the relationship and love that we have with God. And with the relationship and love that we have with one another and everyone in our community. We are to be humble before God and be righteous before God and ask for his forgiveness, and we receive it every single time. There's no better gift than that. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just ask that every moment of every day you would help us to grow. And when we make mistakes, help us to grow from that and be stronger. Not let it freeze us in the way of stopping us from going on or going forward. Help us to be strong, but with you. Help us to be encouraged and encouraging, but with you behind us. Help us to love as you love us. And help us to show mercy and forgiveness and know that we receive it
from you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.